Our rock music critic Ken Tucker has a review of the new CD by the band Silver Jews, led by singer-songwriter and poet David Berman. It's been around with varying members since 1990, when it was formed in Hoboken, New Jersey. The sole constant has been Berman. Ken says the band's new album, Lookout Mountain, Lookout Sea, which was recorded in Nashville, is sort of country rock, sort of art rock, and sort of terrific.
I take decaf coffee, two sugars and one cream. I don't see the use in staying up just to watch TV. I unplug all the neon, turn the ringer off the phone. Throw my thoughts like tomahawks into this world which I disown. Because the pillow that I dream on is the threshold of a kingdom, is the threshold of a world where I'm with you. It's a dark and snowy.
David Berman is a singer in the same sense that Kris Kristofferson, Leonard Cohen, or Allen Ginsberg is a singer. Vocalizing in a flat, nasal monotone, speaking his lyrics as much as singing them, Berman isn't American Idol's idea of a star, and all the more reason to like him for that. But a flat voice and poetic imagery can get you either neglected or as overrated as Kristofferson or Nick Cave. Berman navigates a sort of cozy middle ground.
Aloysius was a bluegrass drummer, he was just a normal kid. Blooming, tripping, flowing under, just as I once did. At a 24-hour restaurant, open till the end of time. He was washing dishes there when he met Brick Butterfly. She was an 08 singer for a country act, working out of Region 10. She was all strung out on Hart Street fat, but he didn't know it then. First a look, then a spark, sound of Velcro in the dark, his heart is spinning like a bicycle wheel. She and he laid the stems down flat in the middle of a field.
A number of compositions on Lookout Mountain, Lookout Sea are big, detailed story songs, such as that one called Aloysius Bluegrass Drummer, about the title character's raucous involvement with a tough customer of a woman named Brick Butterfly. David Berman carries both his poetic and country music influences lightly, quoting a phrase from Emily Dickinson in that song as casually as he does one from Roger Miller, the great songwriter of King of the Road. On other songs, Berman, a published poet whose 1999 collection, Actual Air, I recommend, deploys his wordplay with poignant sincerity.
Cranes on the downtown skyline is a sight to see for some. It ought to make a few reputations in the cult of number one. While these seconds turn these minutes into hours of the day, all these doubles drive the dollars and the light of day away.
Suffering jukebox, such a sad machine. You're all filled up with what other people need, and they never seem to turn you.
Berman's wife Cassie, who also plays bass, provides the right vocal notes of plaintiveness on Suffering Jukebox, a deceptively simple song. It has the brilliant notion of assigning human feelings to an old jukebox filled with sad country songs. Rarely has this use of the pathetic fallacy in pop music been more precisely pleasurable. And I like the way Berman turns a neat pun about the jukebox, quote, breaking down. By contrast, Berman also has a fondness for the most elemental simplicity.
Open field with a window. Open field with a window. Open field with no child. Open field with no child.
Child.
know, poetry fans, that song called Open Field is not, as I first assumed, some sort of Berman-esque homage to the poet Charles Olson's so-called open field composition methods. It's an adaptation of some lyrics by an obscure-to-me Japanese musician and artist. But one thing Open Field and Berman's own songs on this album suggests is the elusive notion that anyone could make music as simple and forthright as this. Berman emphasizes this idea by including drawings of the chords he used to create this music, adding the note, "Anyone can play these songs." No, David, not anyone. Only some silver Jews.
Ken Tucker is editor-at-large for Entertainment Weekly. He reviewed Silver Jews' new CD, Lookout Mountain, Lookout Sea.